Practice Set 1. Short Conversations. Directions. Now you will hear some short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear,
"I don't like this painting very much."
"Neither do I."
What does the man mean? In your test book, you read, A. He does not like the painting either. B. He does not know how to paint. C. He does not have any paintings. D. He does not know what to do. You learn from the conversation that neither the man nor the woman likes the painting. The best answer to the question, "What does the man mean?" is A. He does not like the painting either. Therefore, the correct choice is A. Now, we will begin practice set 1 with the first conversation. Number 1.
My lease is about to expire, and I've decided to get a larger place. Do you know of any 2-bedroom apartments for rent?
Have you checked the off-campus listings at the housing office?
What does the man imply? Number 2.
I've spent the whole morning at the library looking for the information we need. You know, for the assignment that's due Friday.
I'm stuck too. Maybe Dr. Boyd will have some suggestions.
What will the speakers probably do? Number 3.
I think the whole class is going on the field trip next Friday.
I'm not so sure. Not everyone has paid the transportation fee.
What does the woman imply? Number 4.
I can't seem to shake this cold.
Sometimes the only thing that helps is taking it easy.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
Congratulations! I understand you got a job. When do you start work?
You must be thinking of someone else. I'm still waiting to hear.
What does the man mean? Number 6.
Have you seen Jim around? We're supposed to play tennis.
Well, his racket's here on the table.
What does the woman imply about Jim? Number 7.
I can't remember the due date for our final paper.
I think it's the 12th. But the professor said not to wait until the last minute to hand it in.
What did the professor suggest the students do? Number 8.
Weren't you trying to get us all together for a picnic this weekend?
It never really got off the ground.
What does the woman say about the picnic? Number 9.
I got my grades in the mail, and there was a mistake in my mark for your course.
I know. There was a problem with the computer system. It should be straightened out by next week.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
Can you come to the concert with me this weekend, or do you have to prepare for exams?
I still have a lot to do, but maybe a break would do me good.
What will the man probably do? This is the end of practice set 1. Practice set 2. Extended conversations. Directions. Now you will hear a longer conversation. After the conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversation and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your book. Now we will begin practice set 2. Listen to a conversation between a college student and his advisor.
Good morning, Steve. What can I do for you?
Well, I've decided I want to transfer to a smaller college.
I know you've had a rough time adjusting, Steve, but I'm sorry to hear you want to leave.
What I need to do now is find a new college, and I was hoping you might have some ideas.
I might, but first I think I ought to warn you about some of the potential problems with transferring. The main one is how many of your credits will be accepted by your new college.
You mean they won't all be transferable?
Not necessarily. It'll depend on what courses you've taken here and how they fit in with the requirements at the other school. So, whatever college you choose, be sure to find out about transferring your credits.
Who would I talk to about something like that?
First, check with the admissions officer. Then, follow up with the registrar's office. Now, the other thing I wanted to caution you about is thinking that a transfer will solve all your problems.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, I know you haven't been happy this semester, but are you sure changing colleges is going to be the answer?
I like my classes, except for composition. The math department is everything I expected it to be, but maybe if my roommate and I had hit it off better, that's really bothering me more than anything else.
Really? Did you talk to someone at the residence office? It might be that changing roommates would make all the difference.
I might just do that.
Number 1. Why does Steve visit the advisor? Number 2. What is one possible problem the counselor points out to Steve? Number 3. What is Steve's main problem in adjusting to his college? Number 4. Where will Steve probably go to get his problem solved? This is the end of practice set 2. Practice set 3, short talks. Directions. Now you will hear a short talk. After the talk, you will hear some questions. The talk and the questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear, listen to an instructor talk to his class about a television program.
I'd like to tell you about an interesting TV program that'll be shown this coming Thursday. It'll be on from 9 to 10 p.m. on Channel 4. It's part of a series called Mysteries of Human Biology. The subject of the program is the human brain, how it functions, and how it can malfunction. Topics that will be covered are dreams, memory, and depression. These topics are illustrated with outstanding computer animation that makes the explanations easy to follow. Make an effort to see this show. Since we've been studying the nervous system in class, I know you'll find it very helpful.
Now, listen to a sample question. What is the main purpose of the program? In your test book, you read, A. To demonstrate the latest use of computer graphics. B. To discuss the possibility of an economic depression. C. To explain the workings of the brain. D. To dramatize a famous mystery story. The best answer to the question, what is the main purpose of the program, is C. To explain the workings of the brain. Therefore, the correct choice is C. Now, listen to another sample question. Why does the speaker recommend watching the program? In your test book, you read, A. It is required of all science majors. B. It will never be shown again. C. It can help viewers improve their memory skills. D. It will help with coursework. The best answer to the question, why does the speaker recommend watching the program, is D. It will help with coursework. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your book. Now we will begin practice set 3. Listen to a lecture in an earth science class.
Today, I'd like to explain the Mohs scale, used in what is called the scratch test. This scale is based on the simple fact that harder minerals scratch softer ones. For example, a diamond scratches glass, but glass doesn't scratch a diamond. A quartz crystal can scratch a feldspar crystal, but not the other way around. The scale is named for Friedrich Mohs, the mineralogist who devised it in 1812. His scale spans the range of minerals known at that time, from the softest to the hardest. By performing a scratch test using known minerals and a few common tools, an unidentified mineral sample can be placed between two points on the scale. By referring to the scale, the mineral can then be identified. I have here a collection of the minerals included on the Mohs scale, as well as the tools necessary to complete this exercise. I'd like you each to take a mineral sample from the basket at the front of the room and classify it according to its place on the Mohs scale. First, however, I should give you a little warning. The hardness of any mineral depends on the strength of the bonds between ions or between atoms. The stronger the bond, the harder the mineral. Because bond strength may differ in various angles of a crystal, the hardness may vary slightly depending on the direction in which the mineral sample is scratched, so be sure to scratch each sample in several different directions.
Number 1. What is the lecture mainly about? Number 2. What aspect of a mineral is the Mohs scale used to identify? Number 3. What does the teacher ask the class to do? Number 4. According to the teacher, when might the hardness of the same mineral seem to vary? This is the end of practice set 3.